There was a disciple, and he was meditating from last 15 to 20 years, and his master had told him to seek some deep spiritual experience. Every now and then he would go to his master and tell, today there was a deep realization. Today I had a very novel experience. And master would say, just get lost. This is not the experience. Unless and until you get the experience of nothing, don't come to me. And then one day it happened. The disciple was sitting, and there was sudden experience of bodilessness, as if the body disappeared and nothing remained. Even the eye dropped. And disciple was overjoyed, overwhelmed. He rushed to his master and said, I have got it. Today I got the experience of nothing. And master said, get lost. If you had experienced nothing, how come that you are coming here and telling me? That means the eye is still there. Come to me only when, even if this eye drops. The disciple went back. And then many years passed, and disciple never came back. And one day, master himself went to see what happened to the disciple. And disciple was sitting beneath a tree near the river, playing his flute. The master went, stood there. The disciple was playing on his flute. He didn't even notice. He was playing the flute with such a rapt attention, absolutely engrossed. As if one with the task. And the master said, now it has happened. Now it is not bothered about anything. Such an unruffled stage of the mind. And now the doer is gone. Now there is no ownership. Now there is nothing to claim. Such a highest state of the mind. When does everything and yet remains unattached. One serves, and yet there is no desire for acknowledgement. When the service is without identity, when the seva and I get separated, karmatit stage descends. So we are towards the fag end of this patti. Today is the last day. We have been discussing different points from last 6 days, having the deep concern, silent stability, different powers, especially power to pack up and accommodate, and to get stabilized in full stop awareness, and to make the right programming, right conditioning of the mind, right setting, and the Kaldarshi consciousness. Today, the last day of this patti, and the last day of this year, we are ushering into a new year, a new era. We are about to embark a new journey. So, what Baba is saying today? We have seen different things about karmatit, consciousness, day 7. The karmatit countdown. This is not the countdown towards some number. It is a countdown towards disappearance into awareness. Closing the account. The new year is around. We close the account. We settle everything that is old. Now, have the deep concern to become complete karmatit. In yesterday's class, brother was saying a very beautiful thing. Sit and dream. Dream what? Dream to become perfect. Dream of perfection. Close the eyes and dream that I have become perfect. This is such a good dream. To be karmatit means not to be attached to your actions, not to be subservient to your actions. Be liberated and make your physical organs perform action. There is the praise of being someone who is free from doing anything while doing everything. Being karmatit while being in the relationship or connection. Do you have such a stage? Let there be, not be any attachment, and do not do any service out of attachment, but just do it as an instrument. By doing this, you will easily become karmatit. You have seen the keyboard. The keyboard is not the author. Just an instrument. The author is someone else. You have seen the car. Car is not the driver. The driver is someone else. We often talk about lotus, untouched, intact. So karmatit karmas are neutral actions, and yet they are loving, yet they are precise, and yet they don't leave any mark, any residue, any trace. Karmatit is in fact the precision of karma, the refinement of karma. We are not running away, we are not suppressing, we are not renouncing actions, but we are renouncing the doer, the owner. The I is getting separate. And this is not a destination, this is a journey. Every movement, every action, we try to dissociate I. We move in that neutral consciousness. And there is nothing to hide. It's like mirror. Neutral. And there is increased sensitivity at the same time. Increased awareness of become neutral. It is like becoming a postman. Postman delivers letters, love letters, rejection letters, court notices. But is he happy or unhappy? Nothing. He will deliver love letter. Is he very happy? He delivers rejection letter. Is he extremely unhappy? He goes and delivers court notices to innocent people who are trapped by the crooked. He remains detached. His work is to deliver the letter. Karmatit consciousness is to become a postman. Deliver all the actions and yet remain unattached. Karmatit consciousness is to become like mirror. Mirror mirrors everything. Saint, a sinner. It is same for all. So karmatit is to drop the attachments. Because attachments bring sorrow. Attachments bring restlessness. In attachment, there is a reason to be understood. And when others misunderstand us, we feel hurt. That's human nature. It is dropping the desire even to be understood. I am what I am. I am what I am. I move. I roam around. And I do not carry anything within. There is no suppression, there is no repression. It is the elevation of the consciousness. You are not doing anything with circumstances. If there is a small line, if there is a line, I don't do anything with this line. I just draw another bigger line. There are people, there are circumstances. I don't do anything to them. What I do is, I elevate my consciousness. Let the consciousness reach the zenith, the summit. When you are at the top of the mountain, you are undisturbed by what is happening below, on the roads. And this is a beautiful art. To move up, to go up, to go higher. You cannot force this. It should happen naturally. It should happen slowly. If you make it happen, it may not work. It's a silent inward journey. It has nothing to do with any show-offs. It has nothing to do with any exhibition. Spiritual life is silent life. Spiritual life is non-ambitious life. If you have so many ambitions, I want to do this, I want to do that. I want to become this, I want to become that. And you are bringing spirituality in between. Probably, you have missed the bus. Karmatit is the blooming of consciousness. It is the blossoming of the flower. If there is suppression or repression within, those things will try to come out, no matter how much you try to hide. There was a king, and his wife died at the time of delivery. And the child was born. The king was always fearful because he had experienced the separation of his wife. It was very, very painful. And he wanted that his son should never see a woman. So he kept him protected from all the women. He kept his son from in such an atmosphere that he would not see a single woman. All the servants were male servants. He would not allow his son to travel anywhere where there is a single woman. Once, when the child was about 15 to 20 years old, the father was moving with his son in his kingdom. Suddenly, a young girl passed, and son saw, and he asked, "Father, what is that?" Father said, "Oh, that is swan, Hans." Father, son said, "Okay." The next day, son was very unhappy. He was not eating. He was not talking. The father went to the son. "What happened, my child?" The son was reticent. He was not talking. The father persisted. Do you want something? He said, yes. What you want? He said, Swan. That which is suppressed will come out like a volcano, like a tsunami. So examine your inner feelings, your deepest desires. Even if they are worldly desires, see them. Don't suppress them. They might be lusty desires. See them. They might be sensual desires. See them. Watch them. Rather than denying, accept, yeah, they are there. It depends on how your childhood was. There is a child, father and mother, divorced, no love, or the mother died at an early age. The child wants love. The child grows up and seeks that love in company of his friends, doesn't get any love. Seeks a girlfriend, gets the love, gets attached. Again, there is deception. Again, hurt. It takes a long, long time to come to the conclusion that everything is futile. Everything is vanity. And the goal of life is to seek the imperishable, the highest. God alone is real, all else is unreal. To come to this conclusion takes a long, long time. It depends on what you have done in your previous births. The love of God is not so cheap. It takes sadhana of many, many births. Vairagya doesn't come all of a sudden. It comes in installments. It comes with experience. It comes with heartbreaks. When you realize there is nothing, there is no one whom I can call mine. Everything is such ephemeral. So, being an instrument, dropping the I, separating the I, entering into the non-doership stage, that's what about the karmatit. Karmatit has got many, many definitions, but this is one of them. And now the new year is coming. New resolutions once again, new hopes once again. New flame is lit, new language of life. Have new language. Mind is nothing but language. Words, sentences. If you want to change the mind, change the language of the mind. The moment you change language, the mind changes. New language of life once again. New destinations appear ahead. New aspirations arise in the heart. Choosing a new sky, a new flight begins once more. New intentions, new faith is woven, new path is walked. New directions emerge, new enthusiasm blossoms, new waves arise, new rainbow is adorned, new colors appear again, new victory will shine with new light, new sun arises, new secrets unfold, new rays sparkle, a new beginning starts again. May there be new aspiration, new understanding, new notes, new sensitivity awakens. Let the new year be the year of newness. Learn new language now, learn new skills, come to new understanding, go to new places, meet new people. Everything new. The lovely season of happiness has arrived. New energy flows, new instrument plays, new music resonates. A new style emerges again. New style. New clothes. New friends. New wonder, new self-respect, new Soman. New story. You are the author of your life. You are the author of your own story. You are the writer. Take a new pen and write new story. New test once again. At Amrit Vela, let there be union with the divine. The Murli echoes in the Madhuvan of the mind. The lotus of celibacy blossoms. Brahma Bhojan. New food habits. Karma Yoga increases yogic strength. Light becomes successful through service. Each day a stream of enthusiasm rises. On the forehead shines the star of destiny. In the reign of happiness the whole world will sway. Auspicious arrival to you. In the furnace of yoga the soul burns pure. The whole world dances, sings together. Greeting to you. Swagatam. Shubha Swagatam. Blessings and sacred blessings. So let's welcome the new year. The old enmities, the old jealousy, the old complaints, the old expectations, the old disturbance of this old year. Whatever that happened from January 25 to December 25. Throughout the day, think of all those events, all those happenings, and let them go. Loosen the grip. Let it fall. Let the lightness arrive. Sit down and pray earnestly. Sit down and pray fervently. Sometimes you should become a devotee, a small child, a sensitive baby. Forget all the knowledge, forget all the gyan, forget all the yoga, forget all the drills, forget all the murlis. Become a passionate child, become a small child, become a devotee, a bhakt, and pray. Pray to him to cleanse your heart, to make it pure. What jealousy, what complaints, what heartaches, what disturbance. Drop everything aside. Pray to him, ask him, beseech, plead. Ask for pardon, seek pardon, have gratitude. Shukrana, practice, gratitude practice. Be thankful for everything that happened throughout the day, throughout this year, rather than complaining why this happened, why that happened. Somebody died, somebody had accident. Everything was blessing in disguise. Everything has a purpose. Everything has meaning. Everything has a secret. Let things of this old year, we do not carry forward in new year. Put a full stop. And full stop will complete the new year. It will not disturb the new old year. Full stop is the completion of the statement, not the destruction of the statement. Full stop is not the obstacle. Full stop is the perfection of the statement. Full stop is not diversion. It is the beauty of the statement. It adds beauty. Just as when you write something, for example, this tea, It's a wave here. So this wave has added beauty to the letter T. The similar way, full stop adds beauty. This big K has added beauty to this letter. The big C has added beauty to this letter. The A like this, flourishes have added beauty. So everything that happened in the past year has added beauty. Don't have any complaint. Thank to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thanks to the Almighty that everything that happened went so smoothly. And I am still here. And I am still alive. And there is still a chance. The opportunity. And thank the Supreme for that opportunity. Option.
Old maps burn bright, fade out into night. Had the laws put down, silence now, no sound. Great and loving, God's shining, stripping fresh air, walls break wide away. Great and loving, soul burning. Blank slate. Zero point, start again. Unknown will, unknown will, just by new light. Morning comes, pure white. Let's go, just flow.